Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our discussion on eviction moratoriums.
I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Renee Nelson, my buddy, is here. She is a guru in residential investment property, and we've got a moratorium on eviction that's been extended. That's scary. So thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this. What does it mean as a landlord? What are the scary little pit holes that you'll find if you don't know the process and getting through this part of the landlord life?
Yeah, well, there's twofold. The state of Oregon has just rolled out a benefit program, but first I want to talk about federal. So the CDC has a moratorium against eviction. And if you violate that, so you give a tenant notice that they have to move because they have not paid rent and they catch COVID, you could be fined $100,000 and or a year in jail. So, the year in jail is only going to be if somebody passes away, most likely. Please, I'm not an attorney. I am not reading the tea leaves, but the law says right now $100,000 and or 1 year in jail.
And that is because they proceeded to get COVID after moving out from an eviction of yours.
Yes.
So really, you have no control of how that's going to look after they leave the building.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the assumption is your tenant didn't pay rent, you retaliated, you booted them, you evicted them without cause. So they had to move out. Maybe they couldn't find a secure place to live. So maybe they had to live in their car or something
so
like
it's
that.
It's probably your fault somehow is what they're saying, and you're going to know it.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about landlords. Now,
thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about
eviction
moratoriums. I couldn't
endure a year of no payment on rent. What do you do with this?
So the state of Oregon realized that there is a huge issue out there right now. So they rolled out $150 million of assets or benefit programs for landlords. And here's the beauty. They identified that when they rolled this program out during the last COVID lockdown in April, May, they let all the big landlord companies rush to pull that money out of the counties and the funds dried up. So there was nothing for the little mom and pops. This new program is reversed. The smaller you are, you're at the top of the list.
That's great news. Mm-hmm. So you may not have the endurance, but there is an opportunity. Where do you start? Where do you go to start the process?
Your best place is to call Lane Rental Owners Association or go to laneroa.com and check out their website.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.